podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
A neighbor of mine, unfortunately, passed away. Kind of an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him real well, but a couple doors down, poor guy passed away.
Sorry.
I know, it kind of stinks. Drive by his house, it's all empty. The only time there's people over there is when there's family over there, kind of starting to clean things out a little bit. And they had his garage door open up, and he had an older Bronco, like a 70s style, those little boxy Broncos. I had one in the past.
Like
and
an
I,
automobile?
Yeah, I rebuilt it.
I immediately thought John Elway.
No, or a horse. Yeah. There's not a horse in there. It's an actual Ford Bronco. I kind of want it. It's a pretty cool looking little Bronco. Here's my dilemma. At what point can you go down to the house when the family's there, cleaning things out, and give your condolences? I mean, you know, oh, I'm so sorry
right.
for your loss.
Bring him a casserole.
Now, you guys going to be selling that car?
that's a pickle, Jerry.
That is quite a pickle. What a predicament old Jer-Bear's in. Yeah, I mean, is that appropriate?
So what you're asking, essentially, what is the amount of time before you're considered a tool?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want them to sell it out underneath me.
It is a ticking clock.
It really is.
Because they're not going to be there for another year cleaning things
up. Right, I'm sure the house is going to go up for sale. Things are going to move out and...
Well, let me give you a different perspective on this, and I'm not trying to bring people down. In fact, if anybody's going through this right now, know that it'll get better. You'll be able to look back and laugh. But when my dad passed away, we all went to his house and we're going through, and you end up feeling bad. Because this is stuff that was all really important to your dad. And everybody's like, well, do you want this? No, I don't really. Do you want that?
Yeah.
No, I don't either. And so everyone kind of feels lousy, like, well, this is his stuff, but we don't really want it.
Sure.
For those of you who are going through this, trust me, in a few years, you'll be able to look back and laugh about it, even though it's painful now. So what I'm saying to you is,
disclaimer,
it's possible that the family would leap at the chance to have something taken care of. In other words, like,
yeah, it's off their plate.
Because they might be, for all you know, they're sitting there going, what the hell are we going to do with this Ford Bronco?
So here's the second part of my dilemma.
All right.
I know what these cars are worth because I've had one.
You are not going to lowball them.
I'm wondering if they know what it's worth.
Jeremy Padgett.
You cannot lowball.
Why?
Well, you can lowball a little.
I'm a businessman.
This is business.
Well, now hold on a second.
This is business in the big
Honestly,
city, dog.
What do you think it's worth? Blue Book.
Blue Book? Well, it's not in great shape, but they go like not in great shape for easily like $11,000.
So you think this might
on the low end?
So you think this might be 12 to 15?
12 to 15.
You're going to go in with 9.
I will probably go in with $1,000. No joke.
There's
because if they don't know what I mean, if they don't know what they have. And they want it gone.
That's a little rude.
Well, I don't know.
That's rude.
That's what happens during estate sales and stuff, right? Everything must go. It's move that inventory.
Yeah, but if they turn that down, somebody will give them 10 grand for it.
What if they don't? What if they want it gone?
I think you should go talk to them this
afternoon.
I mean,
afternoon. Why not?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you go down there and say, what would you...
No, first say
first
my
condolences.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Condolences followed by...
Are you selling that?
Yeah. Would you like for me to take that
right.
off your hands?
Right.
Hey, sucker, you guys want to get
no,
rid of that Bronco?
No, I would never say sucker. Well, maybe I won't.
How do you feel?
I feel bad now that I verbally laid it out there.
Yeah, how do you sleep? Yeah. That's a good question.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.